If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I think we actually put the right two people together because Jason would be so tickled knowing that Noel is headbanging on the other side of the glass right now to his walk-on song. Hey, buddy, Jason Longshore, good morning, and thank you, as always, for joining us. One of the hosts. We got to introduce him differently now, right?
Yeah.
We got to say one of the hosts, not only the voice, one of the voices of Atlanta United, along with our own Mike Conti, but the co-host of The Intersection, heard nightly here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How's that?
That's pretty good. I like that.
Okay. We made Noel give you a really lengthy one a little while ago, because I think every time she comes on, she should plug your show that you guys do.
Yeah, very much.
We're growing. We're starting slow, and we're taking over slowly. That's our goal.
All right.
He's the sensible one of the crew, I can tell. He's the Tommy Smothers of the one. He's the Dick Smothers. He was the more serious one. He played the upright bass. Go ahead.
It's all winding
down.
Most
of the audience has no idea.
I know, but you knew who I was talking about, and that's all that mattered.
I knew who you were talking about a little bit.
And that's all that mattered. I couldn't think of another comedy team.
Jason, in addition to Atlanta United, is all the other scholastic and collegiate soccer managed to wind down for you? Still got some out there, right?
High school's done. College is getting going here in August. But right now, it's the WPSL, which is the Women's Premier Soccer League. And there's a great league and division based in Atlanta. You've got four teams in the Atlanta area. And two of them specifically, Decatur FC, they play at Decatur High School in downtown Decatur. They drew 2,500 fans for their last preseason game last night, a big win for them. Georgia Impact up in Canton playing at Cherokee High School, great turnout for their intra-squad scrimmage on Thursday night. Two really good teams with a lot of regional, like college talent, because it's kind of like the summer baseball leagues where players can get an opportunity to play in the summer before their college season. But also you have this mix of players coming from schools maybe outside of Georgia, but then you have Georgia-based players coming home and playing in the summer. So lots of great talent. The women's game is growing so fast. And that league is going to have a pro division starting next fall. And Georgia Impact, again, based in Canton, is going to have a women's professional soccer team playing in that league. It'll be the second tier under the NWSL and USL Super League, but a really important part in developing women's soccer talent all over the country, but specifically here.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United take on Cincinnati tomorrow, pre-kick at 6, kick at 7. You can hear the match right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talk about this Cincinnati team.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're tied with Philadelphia as the tops in the league, but it's also a team that Atlanta went to earlier in the season during the international break back in March and drew 2-2 with and probably should have won that match. A deflected free kick ended up giving Cincinnati a lifeline and coming back into that one. It's going to look really different this time around because that game, both teams were missing a lot of players during the international break. Atlanta was missing a few more. They had a great performance. I think they were in a much better run of form in terms of quality of performances at that point. I do take a little bit of positivity out of the quality of the performance against Philadelphia, who, again, is tied with Cincinnati for being the best team in the league. They get a somewhat lucky penalty and convert on that. That's all they had in the match. Atlanta had opportunities. They couldn't beat the goalkeeper, Andrew Rick, who had a couple of big saves. It was better, and I think some of it, and we talked about it on the Intersection on Thursday night, some of it was the positioning and the way that Ronny Dyla kind of realigned his midfield. It seemed to suit the players that he used in that match. One of those players, unfortunately, Tristan Mbah, is not going to be available this week. He's injured. We'll have to see who replaces him in the base of the triangle. Just to kind of explain it and try to visualize it, Atlanta United's midfield this season has been a triangle. So three players, and typically the base of the triangle has been on the defensive side, two players behind one. In this match against Philadelphia, and the way that it worked, I would assume that it would probably continue against Cincinnati, the triangle flipped. The base of the triangle was only one player on the defensive side with two in front of that player. Gives you one extra player centrally getting forward. It changes the ability to find combinations in the attacking half, to have overlapping runs, to pop out wide. It really suited Jay Fortune and Alexei Maranchuk, who were the two more attacking-minded players of that midfield trio. And I thought they combined well with Jamal Tiare, Latte Lott. They traded off up top, and Miguel Almiron. It all looked to fit better. And it's something that you have to have that base guy correct. Because when you're only playing one there, there's more pressure. He's got to get everything right. Mbah did a good job of that. Bartosz Szlich came on for him in the second half, did a good job of that. I think those two guys are kind of suited to that position as well. It seemed to fit a little bit better. And hopefully, with a full week of training, that can continue to build and look better and better as we go.
Hey, Jason, everything that you just described, is that something that they're pointing toward using just with Cincinnati, or is this something that this is going to be part of the rest of the season? And is that a byproduct of just the struggles this team has had throughout the course of this year, this season?
I think you have to always try to evolve what you have. What's not working, you have to try things. And this doesn't sound like a big change. Like, I don't know how you guys take it. It's not a giant switch. Like, it's not this hugely dramatic change in the way that you're playing. It's just moving the pieces around a little bit. They did it for Philadelphia. Philadelphia and Cincinnati do have a decent bit of similarities in the way that they play, but I don't think the change was specifically about the opponent. I think it was a little bit more about trying to find ways for, one, the team to convert on its chances better, because if you look at the numbers, they're just not converting on their chances as often as the opponents are. I mean, to be straight up about it, you're creating about the same number of chances as you're conceding, and the opponent's scoring more goals than you're scoring. So, okay, how can you try to change that? So maybe try to get an extra player forward. We'll see if we can find another way to get some different players forward. But also, I think the other element that had become more of a recurring issue was ball possession and where you were having the ball. It felt like when Atlanta was struggling the most in terms of quality of play, I'm not talking about results at the moment, just quality. When they were struggling the most, when they had the ball, it was deep in their defensive third of the field. Getting one more player higher up the field and creating that almost pentagon shape with your midfield and your two attacking players in front, you can keep the ball in the attacking half more. And just to like super simplify things, if you're keeping the ball further away from your own goal, you're probably going to give up fewer goals. Hopefully you create more goals, but you're probably going to give up fewer too, just because the opponent's not going to be able to get the ball as close to their attacking goal. So little things like that that you're trying to tweak, and also you're having to react to injury, you're having to react to player form, who's playing well, who's not, who's struggling a little bit, who's tired, who's banged up. And I think it really hit on something that works, and I'd love to see it continue. And I think Jay Fortune especially can be a really key player in this kind of setup.
We'll see what happens, folks. Great to spend some time on the waitforit.com hotline on this Saturday morning. Of course, they're playing a Sunday night contest tomorrow up in Cincinnati. Jason Longshore, is always great to have him with us. And he is social. You can always find him at Longshore, of course, your host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. Sunday night, I don't know, does a start time make a difference to the team? What does it allow you to do? Obviously, you know, most everyone will be have an opportunity to focus and watch you playing in this Sunday night game. But thoughts about this? Usually we've had most of our matches have been Saturday evenings, Saturday afternoons. Here's one not only happening on a weekend, but at night.
Yeah.
Gives you a little more time to recover from the last week that was very busy with travel. That helps. That's going to hurt you on the other side because you play on Wednesday and you play on Saturday. So you're going to have 2 days of rest in between your next two games, but you got to take what you can get. I like the Sunday night soccer package that the league has put together with Apple TV. You can watch these on Xfinity subscribers as well now that's available along with MLS 360 there. It's something that we've seen a lot of leagues in our country do. You try to separate a game and make it the highlight of the weekend. And yeah, all the national eyes who watch this league are going to be on this match. And the storyline is Cincinnati was expected to be pretty good this season, although they had some questions as they turned over a couple of players, what it would look like. Atlanta was expected to be one of the top teams in the league this season, and they're not right now. And can they be? Can that change? You know, what's the pressure situation like? Those kinds of things. So it's one of those games that I do think will get a lot of attention nationally. And Atlanta United needs to use that in a positive way right now. They've got to find a way at home, I think especially at home, to score first, to put the pressure on Cincinnati, and to get the crowd into the game. And that's always the toughest part where you're struggling to get results. You've got to get this crowd going. It does have an effect, but you've got to give them something to get going about.
What'd you see at training this week? You watched them work. I mean, what do you watch for right now with the things that have gone on with this team as you watched them work?
For me, I look at anything tactical that could change and evolve some of the strategies of things. But I think it was pretty consistent from what we had seen the previous week. I think I'm looking a lot at reactions, and I'm looking a lot at the intensity level. And it felt like this was a week that the intensity level was definitely higher. And this is always a balance, especially in a month like this where you have these midweek games start to pop up. And you do have to think about workload and how much the guys are working. And you got to try to prevent injury. And this team's had a decent bit of injuries this season. It's a delicate balance because when things aren't well with results, a lot of times you do go back in harder in practice, right? You want to change that vibe. But then when you're playing extra games in the midweek, your natural inclination would be to back off because you're going to be playing more games. You want guys to be fresher. It's a really tough balance for Ronnie Dyla and the coaching staff to find the correct level of intensity and work while also not wearing the guys out when they're playing extra games, when they're playing these midweek games. I think it was a very intense week, and some of that is because this was your in-between of midweek games. Next week can't be as intense. It's just impossible because you play on Wednesday with 2 days off, and then you play again on Saturday with travel. So you kind of have to get that work in this week. It looked good. It felt good watching it. But that's been the case a lot this season. It's got to translate from the training pitch to the playing pitch. And that hasn't happened enough this season. So everything looked good, but you've got to see the performance match the work.
Hey, man, you're the one to ask about this. I was going to ask you this last week before we let you go. Is there anything you can point to positively or negatively that's a part of the Messi effect? We're into the second season of this guy being an MLS. Is there something tangible?
Yeah.
What is it overall? How would you describe it to people who don't? Maybe you don't see it, or what is it?
It's funny. I think when he signed, you got some of the reactions. I think I remember having this conversation with you, Greg, one time when I was filling in. Like, when you have a big player like that sign, you get the callbacks to Pelé coming to the New York Cosmos in the 70s and David Beckham coming to the Galaxy in 2007. But it was never going to be the same as that because you actually have a foundation now. You have a thriving soccer business and ecosystem. So when Pelé came, that didn't exist, and you didn't have that foundation to sustain itself after his time on the field was done. When Beckham came, it elevated the league to where it is now, and it was an instrumental move in getting Major League Soccer to where it is. When Messi came, it was to come to add to what was already here, not build something new. So I think there were some expectations that just weren't realistic of, you know, him changing it. No, it's changed. Like, you look at the attendances, you look at, you know, everything you want to look at, sponsorships, all the metrics, and everything's been going up and up and up and up and up before Messi got here. And it's continued to go up and up and up with him here. When he's gone, it's going to continue to grow. It's just soccer's in a completely different space here. It was an accelerator. It wasn't something that was going to make soccer be something different. I think there has been an effect. I think you saw maybe a little bit more of a jump than the incremental jump that we've been seeing year to year. But it's been good. I think it's done everything that it's needed to do. And maybe it's helped Miami more than anything in terms of making that club bigger and more relevant internationally. But for the league and for the game in the country, it's been a great thing. And it's helped the growth continue. And I think everything is kind of ticking along the way that you would expect it to at this stage with all the major international events coming to this country.
The man has got more shows than Ryan Seacrest. He hosts the soccer show. He joins us. He's at the corner of the intersection with Noel. And he's co-hosting Atlanta United with our own Mike Conti.
How about that?
Totally pull a Seacrest here before I go?
Oh, geez. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
All right, so tomorrow it's a really, really busy – actually, the next 2 days are really, really busy days for soccer in Atlanta. So tomorrow morning I'll be at the Battery for the Premier League Championship Sunday viewing party. All 10 games around the Premier League. There's still Champions League spots on offer. The games are at 11. The party at the Battery starts at 10. You can come hang out with us there. Then we're at Centennial Yards for a cool tailgate. Myself and Madison Cruz, who you hear on Atlanta United pregame shows, we're doing a show from 4 to 5 on our SDH network. Then the game broadcast, of course. And then Monday, myself and our own Knox Bardeen are going to be at NoFo Brewing in Cumming for a watch party for a team called Walsall that actually NoFo Brewing is based here, is a sponsor of. And we're going to do all kinds of content to explain that story. So I'll be everywhere over the next couple of days, y'all.
Man.
There he is.
I love that. No, listen, man. Hey. He got a tip of the cap from me. I
very
acknowledge hustle. Yep. Iron sharpens iron. So, yeah,
he's
man.
He's on.
That's it. Congratulations, Jason. You guys have yourself a big time. But enjoy the rest. Find some time to enjoy this weekend, if you can.
I will. That's going to be today, and it's going to be a very restful Saturday.
there you go, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, Jason Longshore, as always. We'll talk to you next week, as always. And, of course, listen to him throughout the week with
Thanks, Noel, Jason.
On The Intersection. Yeah, and you guys have a great call tomorrow, too. Sam and I are going to wrap things up and turn things over to John Fricke coming up top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.